of saffron. She's just made of memories. They're calling Mellow Yellow.
Quite right, Slim.
They're calling Mellow Yellow.
Quite right, Slim.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Today marks 2 years since Hamas attack on Israel that killed around 1,200 people. Deborah Pata is across the border from Gaza at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where many of the victims died.
A grim milestone here in Israel as the country mourns its dead 2 years on from the Hamas terror attack. There are still 48 hostages in captivity, 20 believed alive. Their families are desperate for a deal as indirect negotiations between Hamas and Israel take place in Egypt.
In a speech today, a senior Hamas official called the attack a historic response to Israel's actions. The U.S. government shutdown is entering day seven, and a CBS News analysis finds federal officials have flagged more air traffic control facilities for low staffing levels over the past few days than they have since the post-COVID travel boom in 2022. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
We are seeing air traffic control staffing issues now several days in a row, often in places that don't typically have staffing issues, like here in Phoenix that saw about 250 delays coming in and out of this airport yesterday.
The control tower at Hollywood Burbank Airport closed for a few hours because it was unmanned. This passenger gets it.
That's the way they have to protest, right? They have no other way to show that it's hurting not just them, but us.
As more Democrats cities and states try to put up legal roadblocks, President Trump says he would consider using the Insurrection Act to send federal troops in.
I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that.
A federal judge has turned down Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's attempt to keep the National Guard out of Chicago. State Attorney General Kwame Raoul.
The only situations that are out of control are certain ICE and Customs Border Patrol officers who are engaged in shocking overreach.
The Pentagon is relaxing its controversial new rules for media access.
The Defense Department now says journalists will not need its approval before running stories with information that was not officially released. There are still rules under which journalists could be deemed security risks and lose their Pentagon credentials. The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press is still demanding clarification on that. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has removed several news outlets from their workspace at the Pentagon and given those spaces to news outlets that are more friendly to the Trump administration. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Pope Leo will say arrivederci to the Vatican for the first foreign trip as Pope. The Vatican says he'll visit Turkey and Lebanon next month. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summer Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Hap underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Good news. It's not Monday anymore.
Well, Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. To sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
Jangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sailing New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the sea. it stands for, we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. For those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm so looking forward to playing the Nugget for you in about half an hour. It's just a charming little song, and I know you'll know it, but it just hasn't been on the radio for a while, and I'm here to right that wrong. It's coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, roughly 30 minutes from now on WRJN.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN. I imagine a few people around the office might smell like a cedar chest today because they're wearing that sweater that's been tucked away for a while. Temperature's going to stay in the 60s pretty much for the rest of the week. So heads up on that. WRJN.
Meaning what they say now, they never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da da. La da da da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate, come on, get on board. Whoa.
tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Oh, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a
shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man is back in Racine County custody after police say he brought drugs to court and was nodding off during a hearing. Calvin Burnside was in court for a hearing on an earlier case when deputies say they noticed he seemed impaired and nodding off. A criminal complaint says a search revealed small baggies of fentanyl and cocaine along with a syringe hidden in his clothes. Burnside is charged with two counts of felony bail jumping on top of drug possession charges. He was released on the previous charges on a $1,000 bond back in April with the condition not to commit any new crimes. One person died and another suffered severe injuries after a head-on crash in Summer Sunday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and hit an SUV head-on at about 6:30. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver was hospitalized with serious injuries. Authorities believe alcohol or drugs may have played a role in the crash. The Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team is investigating. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before. A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Believe it or not, the holiday parade is about a month away. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade happening Saturday, November 8th. It's one of downtown Racine's most loved traditions where thousands gather to celebrate the start of the holiday season. Any group or organization can apply to join the fun. The parade kicks off with carolers and ends with Santa, a tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. There's more about how to get involved on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain.
Feeling again, the Fortunes did that, not necessarily a weather forecast. Martha and the Vandellas now, WRJN.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know. You become a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that was kind of a consolation prize from the producer. Supposed to give this particular band a song called A Teenager in Love, but instead it was given to Dion and the Belmonts, and they had the hit with that song. So the producers felt bad and said, well, we got this other song here. Try this one out. Made the top 20 with it. And it's next, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one from a Brooklyn group. Now, so the story goes, their producer, when they went into the studio, had promised them that they could record A Teenager in Love. But the producer reneged on that promise and gave that song to Dion and the Belmonts. They had a big hit with it. So this particular group, the Mystics, were disappointed but offered a different song as kind of a consolation prize, if you will. Said, this song's just as good. Why don't you try singing it? So the group did, and, well, it made the top 20 for them. The song is Hushabye for the Mystics, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. WRJN.
Hushabye, hushabye, oh my darling, don't you cry. Guardian angels up above, take care of the one I love. Oh, hush, hush, hushabye. Oh, hush, hush, hushabye. Hushabye, hushabye, oh my darling.
For the Mystics in that great New York City doo-wop tradition. That's Hushabye, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning on WRJN. It's WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't?
Suspicious mind.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Let's all go to Surf City.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or rear window, but it still gets me where I want.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court begins hearing arguments this hour on state bans on conversion therapy for LGBTQ children.
Kaylee Childs is the Christian counselor who filed the suit.
We as counselors know that we should not be imposing our values on our clients. The problem right now is that Colorado is using me to impose their values on my client.
Curtis Lopez Galloway went to conversion therapy when he was 16.
They have a duty to make sure that they're following ethics and make sure they're following actual scientific practices.
We are now in day 7 of the government shutdown, and problems are growing at the airports.
Planes are closed, grounds closed, locals closed, the tower is closed due to staffing.
Air traffic controllers staging passive protests. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in Phoenix.
The air traffic controllers union says in a statement attempted to downplay these staffing issues, it is normal for a few air traffic controllers to call in sick on any given day, and this is the latest example of how fragile our aviation system is in the midst of a national shortage.
Thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled. New milestone for gold. It soared to a new record today, hitting $4,000 an ounce for the first time, as investors look for safe places to stash their money during the government shutdown. President Trump has announced new 25% tariffs on imported medium and heavy-duty trucks. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
The new tariffs will cover semis, tractor trailers, delivery trucks, garbage trucks, and school buses. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce had argued against the tariffs because